From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a ground offensive to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA, retaking western Mosul will be a huge strategic and psychological win for the Iraqis.
This is an ancient city that goes back to biblical times, and it's been an important center not just for Muslims, but for Christians and other minorities as well. And so it seems a particularly ironic place where such an extremist, intolerant group would have been able to hold on for so long.
Iraqi security forces took control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State last month. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce new momentum, and that much depends upon the position the U.S. decides to take.
The big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
U.S. State Department spokesperson, a diplomat there, Brett McGurk, said people will be disappointed if they envision Washington suddenly finding, in his words, a new tool in the toolkit. Meantime, Syrian National Coalition President Anas al-Abda said the opposition is prepared now to negotiate a political solution. Somali officials saying at least 30 people killed, dozens more wounded when a car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital Mogadishu. So far, no one has claimed responsibility, officials blaming Al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. President Trump spent part of his weekend interviewing potential replacements for National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who Mr. Trump asked to resign after it became known he misled Vice President Mike Pence about phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador to Washington before the new administration took office on January the 20th. Also over the weekend, President Trump went to Twitter to criticize what he called the fake news media, which he also called an enemy of the American people. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain took issue with Mr. Trump's description of the news media.
If you want to preserve democracy as we know it, you have to have a free and many times adversarial press. And without it, I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time.
White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus also appeared on Meet the Press.
The president believes in the First Amendment. He believes in the free press. I believe in those things. We don't believe everyone is lousy in the media. We don't believe everything is bad. But there are some things that are really bad. And we've tried to, he categorizes that as fake news. What we've been through over the last 10 days has been unbelievable. The leaks, the fake stories, the anonymous accusations, that stuff is bad.
Meantime, President Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security, John Kelly, says the White House will soon release a new version of a presidential order banning immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations, but he added it will be better implemented and avoid the chaos that resulted from an earlier attempt to restrict foreign travelers arriving in the U.S. That order was put on hold by the courts. Leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Observers say the vote is a test of the legacy of outgoing President Rafael Correa, Moreno's more hardline ally and an outspoken critic of the United States. With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno had just under 39% of the vote, with nearly 29% going to conservative rival Guillermo Lasso. Moreno needs more than 40% of the vote and a 10-point lead over his rival to win without facing a runoff on April the 2nd. Malaysia's ambassador to North Korea has been recalled from Pyongyang amid rising tensions between the countries over the death in Kuala Lumpur of the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-nam was killed there. There has been an autopsy, but the North Koreans are saying they were not allowed to be there during the autopsy, so they think it was unilaterally done.
That's the latest world news from VOA.